We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Crashing the boards and laying it home. Go coast to coast, Euro stepping to the corner. Sims for three. Mazingo nails the triple.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to Greenfield Central High School alongside Lucas Williams. My name is Michael Hooker, and this place is packed here tonight as we have the 5-10 Pendleton Heights Arabians taking on the 13-2 Greenfield Central Cougars, led by five-star recruit Braylon Mullins. The UConn commit has done it all here for Greenfield Central this season. Lucas, we have an exciting game here tonight.
Yes, this is definitely going to be one of Pendleton's strongest teams that they're going to be facing up against all season. Ranked fourth in the state, 66th nationally, and as you said, led by Braylon Mullins, the 6'5", 6'6", one of those two shooting guard. I mean, he has 32 offers, of course, a five-star, as you mentioned. Some of his top teams that he's been recruited from is Kansas, IU, Purdue, Duke, UNC, Arkansas, Creighton, Kentucky. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, pretty much any upper D1 school. I mean, they've been thinking about him, and he's going to go to UConn. That's where he's going to be recruiting to.
Yeah, but it's not just him getting the job done. It's the transferred senior, Michael Johnson, also getting the job done. 13.8 points, 5.8 rebounds, and 4.1 assists. The hyper-athletic guard can do it all for him. He can shoot the ball, drive the ball, pass the ball, rebound the ball. You name it, he can do it. He was a great addition to this team and one of the missing links that this team had. And Coach Buck has said that before, that they didn't have that true guard that could get to the rim outside of Braylon, and now they have it. And this offense just looks even better with Michael Johnson in it. But the story for Pendleton Heights is, how are they going to handle all of that? Last year, this matchup was great. A double overtime, 74-72 final. Braylon Mullins had 51 points in that matchup. Pendleton Heights, Coach Buck has said it. He said they had many opportunities to put him away, and they just couldn't execute on it. Now, this team is different. They're less experienced than last year's team, but they do have some returners from that game. One in particular, Evan Mazingo. Evan was a big part in that, playing a lot of defense, not as much offensively, but did a lot of defending. So, Lucas, what can you really expect out of Pendleton Heights tonight, especially on the defensive end?
Well, they're definitely going to need to look towards the three ball. Of course, it looks like Cooper Sims isn't going to be, he might not be active for this game. So, you know, guarding inside the post, that's definitely going to be harder as you have, you know, someone like Braylon Mullins in there who is 6'5". I mean, they do have some height for Greenfield Central. But, you know, the one thing, of course, is how do you guard Braylon Mullins? And that's going to be hard for someone like, I imagine, you know, Sean Singh is going to be one of the key components for guarding him. So, I mean, you're going to have to probably double-team him at some point. But, of course, Pendleton, not really the best at, once they get into, like, this double-team, they usually like to leave some kind of man open. And when you have someone like Michael Johnson who's shooting 59% from beyond the arc, I mean, he is definitely a hard opponent that you're going to also need to look out for.
Well, I mean, and even just looking at Greenfield's roster, they are known for their three-point shooting. You said Michael Johnson, 59% from behind the arc. You also have Braylon Mullins, obviously averaging 50% from behind the arc. And then Boston Willard, 50% from behind the arc as well. Dallas Freeman, 39% from behind the arc. And Tucker Brown, 42% from behind the arc. Three players over 40%, or I'm sorry, what? Four players over 40%, and three of them are over 50%. That is what screens a lights-out team, and they are very hard to defend because any one of them, yes, Braylon's going to take over. He's going to get his 35 a night, but who's going to be right there with him? Usually it's Michael Johnson, but sometimes Boston Willard's going for it. Dallas Freeman's going for it. Tucker Brown even. So really, Lucas, this is going to be a tough, tough team for Pendleton Heights to guard.
Yeah, I mean, this team just doesn't miss. I mean, looking at Braylon Mullins' last game against Shelbyville, he had 43 points, but he shot 17 for 20 from field goal range. I mean, that's 85%, along with 10 rebounds, of course. But also Cooper Robertson, he had 14 points for himself, going 7 for 7. And also Michael Johnson, 11 points, 4 for 7. I mean, this team is just so electric from pretty much everywhere around the court. And it's definitely going to be very hard to guard as, I mean, you need to look out for everyone. I mean, you cannot leave any player open. I mean, especially Braylon Mullins. I mean, even if he's way outside the arc, you're still going to need to be looking at him.
Yeah, and offensively, Pendleton Heights has got, they've got to get through Greenfield's pressure. They love to put pressure on the ball right away. They'll come out, play a 3-2 zone or a 1-3-1 zone, put pressure on the ball, set a lot of traps. So really, Pendleton Heights has got to fight through that. And Coach Buck said to expect a lot of Ashawn running the point some tonight because he's a more physical player. He can run the point because he's stronger than some of the guards on the team, and he can handle through that pressure. Now, does that mean he'll bring it up every time? I don't believe so. I believe we'll see Hayden Fox and Brant Gray bringing the ball up as well tonight. So this should be a very different challenge for Pendleton Heights, one that they just have not faced at all. I mean, yes, you know, look at who they've faced. They've faced Bryson Cardinal, who's averaging 21 points and 9 rebounds for Garen Catholic. They faced Damian King, 21 and 7 for Anderson, and Julius Gizzy averaging 26 and 6 for New Pal. But they've never faced a team like Greenfield Central that not only has somebody scoring 35, but they have somebody scoring 14 behind him who can also all their players defend at any level in the post, in the mid-range, and even beyond the arc.
Yeah, you know, I think Braylon Mullins is one of the opponents where I looked at and I realized that there's really levels to this. You know, of course, they faced off against some of those players that you mentioned, like Julius Gizzy and Damian King, that are phenomenal players, but I mean, this is just a different breed of player. I mean, you're not really going to go up against any five stars. I mean, pretty much from any other team. Getting a five-star rank is so almost impossible to do. But for someone like him, I mean, he's definitely going to be like the strongest single opponent that you're going to be going up against on any team that you face up against.
Yeah, well, on that note, me and Lucas are going to take a short break. When we return, Zion Palmieri got to sit down with Coach Buck for our pregame interview on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
New episodes of WEEM Weekly drop every other Wednesday. We're talking to students, faculty, and local community members to bring you community updates and stories.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah, and in the final scene, she's supposed to have a perm. And we didn't have the perm wig yet.
Don't miss out. Tune into the latest episode wherever you listen to podcasts. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this pregame interview on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside head coach of the boys basketball team, Coach Buck. How's your day going?
Great day.
All right, so getting straight into it. For this game, we are going to play Greenfield Central away. Now, Greenfield Central, they are a pretty illustrious team. They have a nice win streak going. Of course, we've talked a lot about Braylon Mullins in our last coach's show. Now, is this kind of a tall task for you guys? This is an impending team. You knew you were going to play them. They're a conference opponent. You can see them in your sectional. Last year, you had a dramatic double overtime finish. Is this a huge impending game on your team? How do you feel going into it?
I think Greenfield's a tough task for any team that's on their schedule. Very good basketball team. One of the best players that we've seen in a long time come through the state in Mullins, a player that's going to attend Connecticut. Had offers from every big name upper D1 school in the country, could have gone anywhere he wanted. Along with Mullins, it's another team that we face that's very strong with the senior class. They'll start four seniors and one junior. So our team this year has faced a lot of teams like that, especially in our conference, that have very, very good seniors that have had great careers at their schools. So this is just another task. Greenfield's been ranked in the top 10 the entire season. Indiana Basketball Coach Association, which is the poll that I put the most stake in, they have a committee of coaches that rank all teams in the state. So they come up with the top 20 no matter what class you're in. They've had them in the top 5. Right now they currently have them third in the state. So they're legit, and they will create problems, like I said, for all of their opponents. But with our size, and right now with us not having Cooper being able to play with us, yes, it'll be a very tall task for us, but one that our players have kept a positive attitude and they're looking forward to this game.
Now you bring up Cooper Sims. I was going to mention him. We haven't seen him in the past few games due to injury reasons. Is there an expected time for him to be back? And when he eventually does appear, is his workload going to be the same? Maybe, you know, smaller minutes for a few games until he's back up to speed. What does that look like for you?
Well, Cooper was injured in the Shelbyville game, in the first half of the Shelbyville game, and we've not had him since then. And it's pretty much been a day-to-day thing. He has been at practice some this week, but has not been able to practice with us. Chris, our trainer, has been working with him some off the court. When he's been at practice, he's been able to walk through certain situations, but has not been able to practice full strength with us. So pretty much going to be a day-to-day thing. He will not be with us at Greenfield or against Hamilton Southeastern this weekend. So we'll just wait and see what next week brings for Cooper.
Now, for a player I talked to you a little while ago, and you mentioned in that Shelbyville game, you know, after Cooper went down, your team kind of all morale just fell flat a little bit. You felt like they didn't try as hard as they could have. How has that been through now? You know, you've started games without Cooper. I know you were pretty pleased with Tri-West in that game. How do you feel like that's going to continue? Can your team keep up with the same intensity and morale through, you know, in this game for Greenfield Central?
Well, like you said, the discussion you and I had, you know, I don't know what the reason was, but I felt like that the Shelbyville game in the second half was really the only game that we've had this year where I felt like that the fight and the competitiveness was not there that we've had in every other game. I don't know if Cooper being injured in that first half was a part of that or not. I'd like to give Shelbyville credit. They played extremely hard, beat us in that second half. But, yes, that could have been a factor in that game. But ever since then, I've not been displeased of any of the other three games that we have had with our team's effort. In fact, I thought that it might even have been even stronger than what it had, because I felt that everyone knew that we had our backs against the wall, even if we did have Cooper. We're playing a very tough schedule, as you and I have talked about. And then the fact that we were going to be without Cooper, I think they knew that that made it even more challenging. And I'm proud of them, the way that they've stepped up. You know, Sam, Ethan, Isaac, all three of those young men, Brant, have stepped up to say, hey, I want to be the man that steps it up for this team and fills in the void with Cooper being out. So very pleased with this team's attitude. You know, it's tough when you drop games, when you lose games, to come back in that gym the next day and practice. But our practices have been competitive. Our practices have been strong. So I'm not displeased with this team. This is a team, considering the factors with the strong schedule that we have played, the senior-laden teams that we're playing, the strength of our conference, some of the injuries that we've had along the way, there have been challenges. But this team is one that could very easily, instead of being 5-10, could be 8-7, or even better had we made some shots down the stretch that our opponents have made. So we've tried to stress that with our players and our team, and I think that's one of the reasons why they've continued to have a positive attitude. Plus, we have some competitors on this team, and that's good.
Well, that'll about wrap it up for this pregame interview, Coach. Good luck, and we'll see you postgame.
Thank you.
Now stay tuned for Michael and Lucas to break down the rest of our pregame. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
Start your day off right by listening to our morning show, The Arabian Roundup.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Join Michael Hooker and Aiden Wilson every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m. for a mix of the latest hits, entertaining chats, and everything you love about the mornings.
It's a beautiful morning. The sun is shining.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School. Me and Lucas are going to quickly go through starters for both Pendleton Heights and Greenfield. Starting off with Pendleton Heights, it's going to be Hayden Fox, Brant Gray, Joe Estes, Evan Mazingo, and Sean Singh. Still no Cooper Sims tonight. And then for Greenfield Central, Boston Willard, Michael Johnson, Tucker Brown, obviously Braylon Mullins, and Dallas Freeman to round it out for the Cougars. Now, this is a very tough matchup, Lucas. I'm excited for it. But we're going to hold off for keys to the game until after the break for the national anthem. So we're going to take that right now. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We believe strongly in the power of education.
We also understand the impact it has on the success of communities across Indiana.
We see this through our work at the IHSAA, teaching 160,000 student-athletes through education-based athletics.
And we see this through our work at Ivy Tech, where over 90,000 Indiana high school students are earning dual college credit while finishing high school.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig.
And I'm Dr. Sue Elsperman, President of Ivy Tech Community College.
We're proud to partner with organizations like Ivy Tech that prioritize education and community.
At Ivy Tech, we have more than 70 programs,
helping Indiana high school students get a head start on college and their careers.
We offer the state's most affordable tuition and have saved families over $100 million this year.
Providing learning opportunities for Hoosier students is how we build a strong Indiana. This is the power of community.
This is the impact of education.
This is your IHSAA.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
Do you love 80s music?
Duh.
Well, you're in luck. Tune in to the 80s at 8 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to miss these radical hits. 91.7 WEEM.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, and the Spice Girls. You can listen to the greatest 90s artists every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
91.7 WEEM.
More than X's and O's, playing high school football has taught me respect for my coaches and teammates, our opponents, and the officials.
On the softball field, I learn how to be accountable for my actions and how they affect the rest of my team.
Every game reminds us that humility means winning with class and losing with grace. I'm Dante Pope from Maryville High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. These are just some of the lessons we learn from high school sports that we'll carry with us for the rest of our lives.
Wins and losses, highs and lows, success and failure, they are all part of being a student athlete and a human being.
Learning how to handle these ups and downs on the field prepares us to handle them off the field, too.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports and the lessons they teach by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing character. This is education-based athletics. This is your IHSAA.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to FBG at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Arabians leading.
Step back jumper for good for two.
It's in. Cooper Sims with a deep three.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School alongside Lucas Williams. My name is Michael Hooker. Lucas, this is a crazy atmosphere here tonight for a very exciting matchup. The PA announcer is going to go through the starting lineups. He already got through Pendleton. Greenfield Central has a video for their starting five at Greenfield Central. This is packed. What is your keys of the game for both of these teams here tonight?
Well, you know, for Pendleton, of course, you got to stop Braylon Mullins. However way you can do that, I mean, not really too sure myself. I mean, if you try to double team him, you can leave someone open like Michael Johnson. I mean, it's just going to be a handful for the Arabians, but I think they're going to learn as, you know, this game goes on. But, you know, for Greenfield Central, I think all they have to do is just do what they do best. Give it to Braylon Mullins.
But, you know, even if Pendleton takes Braylon away, they're going right to Michael Johnson, or they're going to Boston Willard. You have to, you know, pick your poison, so to speak, with this team. But, you know, this is just a crazy atmosphere. I don't think I've ever seen a high school gym this packed. There's some open seats, yes, but it is packed in here. This is a big gym.
Yeah, you know, the stands just, you know, it's not like it wraps around like a dome, you know. They just kind of go straight up, but they go up pretty tall, and these fans are all the way up high.
I think we're going to have to stand if we want to see anything, Lucas.
Yeah. I mean, as people are standing right now.
Oh, are they sitting back down? Some stands, I don't know. But where the tip circle, it's going to be Estes for Pendleton Heights, and then for Greenfield Central, it's obviously going to be the 6'6 senior in Braylon Mullins. And one thing, I see a sign in their student section with Mr. Basketball. That's kind of obvious. As we are underway, Mullins winning the tip here for Greenfield Central. Willard with the ball, crosses the timeline, gets the play from Coach Meredith that he wants. Goes to Johnson, top of the key, screen from Brown. Finds Mullins in the corner, pump fakes right back to Johnson. Johnson into the post for Freeman. Backing down Estes, kicks it back out. Johnson, deep three, it's in. Michael Johnson, the triple.
Of course, just adding that 59% three-point percentage.
Greenfield coming out in full court press. Pendleton Heights breaking it. Estes, near wing, pump fakes, kicks it to Ashawn Singh. Hands it off to Hayden Fox. Fox standing near the volleyball line. Pendleton Heights trailing 3-0, 7:13 remaining here in the first. Mazingo to Gray. Gray thought about a three, goes right back to Mazingo, now to Fox up near the rings. Hayden Fox with it near wing. Looking where to go with it, goes to Mazingo. Mazingo fakes a three, goes to Fox. Fox looking where to go with it, tries to get it to Singh in the post. Willard the steal, Michael Johnson on the fast break. His layup, it's good. Michael Johnson, 5 points quickly here for GC. Pendleton Heights working through that full court press of Greenfield Central. Mazingo goes to Singh, his layup, no good. Rebound tipped around. They say out of bounds. Singh touched it while out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover and Greenfield ball.
And Greenfield Central just moving down the ball, or moving down the court as fast as they possibly can. You know, they get a steal, immediately looking for Michael Johnson. I mean, they want to play fast.
Michael Johnson, far wing, thought about a three, gives it to Mullins. Deep three-pointer, rims out, rebound, Johnson. Now to Boston Willard. Boston Willard drives, kicks it to Mullins. Mullins through contact, shot block, gets his own rebound, and one on the putback for Braylon Mullins.
And Ori Greenfield Central on a 7-0 run right now. And with Braylon Mullins at the charity stripe right now, shooting 85%. I mean, looking like might get to 8 points.
Mazingo, the foul for Pendleton Heights. His first, team's first. Mullins, the free throw, good. So he's got 3 points now. 8-0 the score, 6:05 remaining here in the first. Fox to Gray in the backcourt. Now to Mazingo. Up to Estes. Goes to Fox, near wing. Drives. Kicks it out to Estes. Now to Singh. Singh will drive. Kicks it to Mazingo out of bounds. And Pendleton Heights turns it over once again. Greenfield ball.
A little bit of miscommunication between what looks like Singh and Mazingo right there out on the wing.
Boston Willard near the volleyball line. Looking where to go with it. Drives, crossover. Kicks it to Brown, over to Johnson. Johnson gives it to Willard in the corner. Willard drives to his right. Jump pass over to Freeman. Freeman saves it from going out of bounds, right to Hayden Fox. Ashawn Singh on the fast break. Pump fake, shot, blocked by Mullins. The five-star showing why he is the five-star. Boston Miller pump fakes a three. Steps in, mid-range J, no good. Michael Johnson, the tip, no good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Freeman. Pump fake into the post for Braylon Mullins. Back to Freeman. Over to Willard. Willard slowing things down now for the Cougars.
The Greenfield Central Cougars, you know, they're kind of just chugging up any pass that they can get off to pretty much anyone.
Good pass to Freeman. Freeman, the 10-0 run here for Greenfield Central with 4:50 remaining here in the first. Gray to Mazingo in the backcourt. Dribbling through defenders. Mazingo dumps it off to Singh. His layup rims out. Johnson, the rebound for Greenfield. On the fast break, kicks it out to Willard. Willard, deep three, too strong. Rebound goes right into the hands of Evan Mazingo. Now to Fox, sets his feet, turns around. Three-pointer, it's good. Hayden Fox, the three.
Definitely one of the best three-point shooters for the Arabians, shooting 54% from beyond the arc.
So Michael Johnson with it now here for Greenfield, goes to Willard. Back to Johnson, swinging it around, it's the Cougars. Johnson finds Freeman in the corner. His three-pointer, it's good. Dallas Freeman up to 5 points. Greenfield sitting in that full court press once again. Gray to Estes, back to Gray. The drive blocked by Freeman. Now Mullins on the fast break. Finds Johnson, corner, three-pointer, it's good. Michael Johnson, 8 points, 16-3. Pendleton Heights trailing, 3:36 remaining here in the first. Buck wants a timeout. We'll take it with them on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School. Pendleton Heights trailing 16-3 with 3:36 remaining here in the first. Braylon Mullins, he is their leading scorer, only having 3 points right now off of an and one. Michael Johnson leads the way, because he's got eight.
Yeah, just so efficient from pretty much everywhere along the court. Of course, we've seen a lot of three balls taken from the Cougars, but I mean, it's been working out very well for them.
Greenfield sitting in that full court press still. Pendleton Heights has broken it pretty easily as Freeman with the steal to Mullins. Mullins drives, kicks it out to Johnson, swinging it around to Freeman, to Brown. Back to Johnson up in the rings, slowing things down. Now he'll give it to Willard. Fox playing some solid defense here. Willard picks up his dribble. Now to Johnson in the near corner. Defended by Estes. He'll drive. Gives it to Freeman. Steps back. Pumps fakes a three. He'll drive. Through contact to Brown. Layup. No good. Rebound to Sean Singh. Singh to Fox to Mazingo. Pump fakes a three. To Fox. off of Fox out of bounds, and it'll be Greenfield ball once again.
You know, the Arabians trying to play a little bit faster here, but just nothing really working out. Of course, you know, the Cougars are very great at their defense.
Michael Johnson with it, far wing. Singh defending. Now to Willard in the corner. Willard back to Johnson, top of the key. Hands it off to Brown. Back to Johnson. Singh close on him. Gets a screen. Deep three-pointer. It's good. Michael Johnson, 11 points so far here in the first quarter. 19-3 Cougar run over Pendleton Heights. Fox with it. Now to Mazingo near wing. Back to Fox. Fox setting things up offensively. Goes to Mazingo. Into the high post for Gray. Back to Fox. Three-pointer. It's good. Hayden Fox. 6 points. He has all of them here for Pendleton Heights. 19-6 now. With a minute 55 remaining here in the first. Greenfield up ahead by 13.
Yeah, one of the players that definitely going to need to step up more, as you know, Cooper Sims is going to be out for this game and the next game.
Freeman in the corner sets his feet. Three-pointer. It's good. Freeman has eight. You know, everyone else but Mullins is getting all the shots up. Pendleton Heights has so far kept Mullins kind of quiet. But Fox with it. Now to Estes, corner three. Wants to respond. It's good. Joe Estes the three. 22-9 now the score. A minute 15 remaining here in the first. Willard with the ball for Greenfield Central. Screen by Mullins. Kicks it out to Freeman. Another three. He's going to test his luck. No good. Rebound Singh. LeSean Singh looking to push the pace. Now slowing it down. Goes to Fox. To Brant Gray. Back to Fox. Thought about a three. Goes to Mazingo instead. High post Singh. Jumper. Won't fall. Rebound Willard. Willard now pushing the pace. Kicks it to Freeman in the corner. His three. Falls. Dallas Freeman has 11 now as well. Two scorers already in double figures for Greenfield. They lead 25-9 now. Mazingo with it. Goes to Fox. Fox drives. Kicks it to Estes. Recovers. Finds Mazingo. Now to Fox in the post. Stolen by Freeman. Now Michael Brown. Michael Johnson with it. Johnson, 10 seconds remaining here in the first. Freeman with it in the corner. Back up to Johnson. Now 5 seconds. Gets the screen from Brown. Working on Singh in the post. Drives. Reverse layup. Good. Michael Johnson, 13 points. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Pendleton Heights trails 27-9 to Greenfield here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to fdg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School. Pendleton Heights trailing 27-9 to the Cougars. Braylon Mullins only held to 3 points in that first quarter, but Dallas Freeman 11 and Michael Johnson 13 points getting the job done.
Yeah, a very odd performance, of course. You know, you're looking at Braylon Mullins, but Michael Johnson is looking electric from three-point range, and so is Dallas Freeman. You know, he's not really a huge three-point shooter, only averaging about 39%, which is still very good, but compared to others on the team, you know, it's not nearly as good. And he's only averaging 5.2, but of course he does break that. He did break that double digit threshold with 11 points, so looking very well for himself.
Yeah, defensively, Greenfield Central has been dominating so far. As Pendleton Knights will start with the ball, it's Fox top of the key to Mazingo, far wing. Goes right back to Fox, deep three, front iron, rebound Robertson for Greenfield. Now Willard pushing the pace. This is where Greenfield likes to eat. Freeman, three, no good. Rebound Mullins. They're calling offensive foul on Mullins. He pulled Mazingo to the ground, so it'll be a foul. His first. Team's first. 27-9, still the score. 7:40 remaining here in the half. Pendleton Knights trailing by 18. Singh over to Estes, near wing. To Mazingo, to Fox. Pump fakes, back to Mazingo. Back to Fox. Directing traffic, back to Mazingo. Near steal by Willard. Estes recovers. Brant Gray, corner three, it's good. Brant Gray, the triple. 12 points now for Pendleton Heights as they trail by 15.
And of course, Brant Gray himself, pretty good three percentage shooter too, averaging 50 from the line.
Mullins, fadeaway jumper is good. He's got five. The five-star trying to get things done. Only has 5 points. Singh with it to Gray. Sets his feet. Three-pointer. It's good. Brant Gray, two back-to-back threes. Once he sees one go in, you know he's going to pull up from anywhere now.
Now the Arabian starting to get something back. Only a minute and a half and racked up 6 points for himself.
They're on a 6-2 run now here at the start of the quarter. 29-15 the score. 6:20 remaining here in the half. Willard with the ball up in the rings for Greenfield Central. Goes to Mullins. Mazingo in his face. Screen from Robertson. Backdoor cut to Robertson. His layup is good. Cooper Robertson, the two. Greenfield backing out of the full court press. Fox with it for Pendleton Heights. Calling for the play, goes to Mazingo. Back to Fox. Pump fakes, looking where to go with it. Goes to Mazingo. Deep three, won't fall. Rebound tipped around. Freeman saves it off of Estes, goes out of bounds. It'll be Greenfield ball. ...31-15 the score. Pendleton Knights trailing by 16, 5:40 remaining here in the half. Greenfield with the ball. It's Mullins, crosses the timeline. Mazingo in his face, goes to Robertson, fakes the handoff to Mullins. Travel, turnover, and Pendleton Knights ball.
Yeah, definitely just a little silly mistake there.
Pendleton Knights trying to get something going offensively. Fox to Mazingo. Mazingo scanning. Back to Fox. Back over to Mazingo. Swinging it around. It's Pendleton Heights. Mazingo to Gray. Gray back to Mazingo. High post to Sean Singh. Goes in between his legs. Out of bounds. It'll be Greenfield ball. Pendleton Heights. Little turnovers make a difference in this one.
Yeah, Greenfield just doing a great job of eliminating pretty much all decisions that the Arabians try to look for. I mean, any player on the outside, I mean, it's pretty much locked down.
5 minutes exactly remaining here in the half. 31-15 the score. Dallas Freeman with the ball. Goes to Mullins. Pump fakes. Trying to create separation with Mazingo right in his face. Up near the volleyball line. Crosses over. Finds Willard. Corner three. Fox good contest. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Mazingo comes away with it. Mazingo pushing the pace. Goes to Singh. Singh picks up his dribble. Estes, corner, three-pointer, won't fall. Rebound, Robertson comes away with it. Now to Mullins. Mullins fast break. Pull up, three-pointer, back iron, rebound Mazingo. To Fox. Now to Mazingo. Now to Singh. Singh drives, layup, no good. Rebound Estes. Shot no good, but a foul, I believe, on Robertson.
Yeah, Deshaun just been, he's been able to drive into the post, just not been able to put anything up.
So that was Robertson's first, team's second. 31-15 the score, 4:14 remaining here in the half. Estes, the first, is good. He's got four. Brady Johnson and Tucker Brown return for Willard and Robertson, and Sam Baker comes in for Evan Mazingo. Mazingo has done a very good job on Mullins so far.
Yeah, only held to 5 points so far.
As Estes cashes in both, so he's up to five. 17 points now for Pendleton Heights, 31-17 the score. 4:10 remaining here in the half. Brady Johnson with the ball. Goes to Michael Johnson. Now to Mullins. Sets his feet. Three-pointer. It's good.
3 points, basket for Braylon Mullins.
Braylon trying to get heated up. Only having 8 points so far. Baker with the ball now. He checked in for Mazingo. Back to Baker from Gray. Steal by Mullins on the pass to Singh on the fast break. Shot no. Shot's good. And a foul. Mullins now heating up. Foul goes on Sam Baker. So that'll be Baker's first, team's first. Yeah. Austin Willard comes back in. He'll come in for Michael Johnson.
And as soon as I say something about Braylon Mullins, scores 5 points just like that, and of course at the line, shoot once more.
Well, and the Pendleton students, student section chanted overrated to him, so maybe that had something to do with it. But Mullins, 1-for-1 already in the game, now 2-for-2. From the free throw line, so he's up to 11 points. Fox with the ball. Far wing. Goes to Estes. High post to Singh. Layup's good and a foul. So he's got two. Foul goes on Freeman. It's his first, team's third. 3:31 remaining here in the half. 37-19 the score. Singh at the line for one. He's a 33% free throw shooter. And one opportunity. Misses that one. Fox the rebound. Shot no good. Nobody moved on the shot. I'm so confused what's happened here.
It looks like talking to coach and a ref here. I'm talking to Coach Buck.
The official's talking to Coach Buck. I don't... All right, we're going to take a short break here on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Welcome back here. After the confusion, somehow it's Greenfield Central ball. I mean, I don't understand it, but Willard with it, drives. Gets it to Brown, out to Johnson. Brady Johnson's three, no good, front iron. A foul. Who's the foul on?
Looks like it was might have been on Sam Baker.
I mean, that one goes on Baker. I don't understand it. Pendleton fans definitely not agreeing with the refs right now. Michael Johnson comes in for Brady Johnson. They didn't like the call that Greenfield got the ball after the missed free throw by Singh. And now there's a foul on Baker. Mullins off the inbound from Johnson. Baker defending. Pump fake, shot, good. Mullins, 13 points. 3 minutes remaining here in the half. Greenfield leads by 20. Biggest lead of the game so far for Greenfield. Baker with it. Baker gives it to Fox. Fox floats it to Gray, too high, out of bounds. Greenfield ball.
Yeah, Pendleton just not really playing like themselves. You know, seen a few missed passes here and there. Just few little mistakes here and there that have just cost him so much.
Mazingo comes in for Fox to give him a breather. 2:45 remaining here in the half. 39-19 the score. Willard with the ball here for Greenfield Central. Looking where to go with it. Goes to Michael Johnson. Johnson getting downhill. Singh pokes it loose. Willard recovers it. Kicks it to Freeman. Corner. Three-pointer. Front iron. Rebound to Sean Singh. Working on the fast break to Mazingo. Sets his feet. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Dallas Freeman. Now to Willard. Willard pushing the pace. Crosses over. Kicks it. Freeman. Pump fakes. Corner three. Kicks it to Brown. His shot. Good. And a timeout called by Coach Meredith. We'll take it with them. 2:06 remaining here in the half. 41-19 the score. Pendleton Heights trailing on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School alongside Lucas Williams. My name is Michael Hooker. Your score, 41-19. Pendleton Heights trailing by, 22 points?
Yes. 41-19.
Yeah. Mullins and Johnson lead the way with 13. Freeman has 11. And Brown and Robinson have 2. And for Pendleton Heights, Fox and Gray have 6. Estes has 5. And Singh has 2. Pendleton Heights will have the ball out of the timeout. They got 2:06 remaining here in the half, so got to make something happen. You trail by 22. At least try to get it within 20 points going into halftime.
And Braylon, he has just absolutely stepped his game up. You know, he only had 5 points in that first quarter, but now racked up 8 for himself in this second.
So Mazingo with the ball to Baker. Baker scanning the defense. High post to Estes, steal by Mullins. Ball's loose on the ground. Timeout, Greenfield Central. We'll take it with them. 1:52 remaining here in the half. 41-19 still the score. Pendleton Heights trailing on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at 1 Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School. As we're right back into the action, Michael Johnson has it for Greenfield. They are up ahead 41-19 over Pendleton Heights. Freeman has it. Corner, three-pointer, extends the lead. Dallas Freeman having himself a night. 14 points for him, a majority of them being three-pointers, as Mazingo has it. Over to Gray. Back to Mazingo. Deep three-pointer. Banks it in. Evan Mazingo, the three. 22-point Cougar lead. 44-22 the score. Boston Willard with it. Goes to Michael Johnson, far wing. Trying to get it to Mullins. Fakes the handoff. Mazingo face guarding him hard. Now Michael Johnson backing up between the rings. Going downhill on Ashawn Singh. Tough layup behind. It's a reverse layup. 4-2. 15 points now for Johnson. Now Gray with it. Back to Mazingo. Back to Gray. To Baker. Sam Baker working on Brown. Throws it across the court to Estes. Trying to dump it off after the pump fake. Shot's no good. Rebound, Mullins, pull up, three-pointer, bang! Braylon Mullins, 16 points here in his first half. 11 of them here in this second quarter. Sean Sink out to Baker. Foul, though. Baker missed the three, so we'll take the foul. 21.3 seconds remaining here in the half. Fouls on Freeman. His second, team's fourth. Robertson will come in for Dallas Freeman. It'll be Pendleton Heights ball. 49-22 the score. 25-point Cougar lead. Baker to inbound here for Greenfield Central. Some movement. Goes to Singh in the post. Nearly loses the ball out of bounds. Kicks it to Gray. Three-pointer. Brant Gray won't fall. Good job by Essis on the board. Shot no good, but a foul. Believe that one goes on Michael Johnson. It will, so that'll be his first. Team's fifth puts Pendleton Heights in the bonus, but with 13 seconds left, I don't think the bonus will make much of a difference. 49-22 the score. Estes 2-for-2 so far here in this contest.
This is definitely one of the things that the Ravens are going to need to do more of is draw some of these fouls because, I mean, that's kind of where they need to get some of those easy points is at the free throw line.
Yeah, Estes did miss the first one, though. So he's now 2-for-3 on the evening from behind the charity stripe. Misses them both. Rebound, Mullins. Mullins loves these late quarter shots. Goes to Willard instead. His three, no good. Rebound, Michael Johnson. His tip in, no good. Ashawn Singh the rebound to Mazingo, to Gray. The buzzer beater, no good. That'll do it. Your score after two, 49-22. Greenfield leading by 25. We'll take a short break when we return. Our halftime interview, I got to sit down with Maddie Marsh on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Up and in. Only three threes away from his 100th three-pointer. Sims working on Hamilton, hands it off to Cookson.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
WEEM. We welcome you here on the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. This week, Michael Hooker got the chance to sit down with two-time state champion wrestler Maddie Marsh here at Pendleton Heights. Now, that interview took a while. She is a state championship, and it's just a little too long for today's halftime. So what we're going to do, we're going to cut that down a little bit. So you're going to hear a little bit of preview tonight for our halftime show. And then Monday from 5 to 6 on our Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, you get to hear the full thing. So I'll leave you off with the preview, but make sure you catch the full interview on our ASN Coaches Show every Monday from 5 to 6. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. My name is Michael Hooker. I'm joined here now with two-time state champion girls wrestler Maddie Marsh. Maddie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, so as I mentioned, you're two-time state champion. Obviously, the first year girls wrestling wasn't sanctioned here in the state of Indiana. This year it was, and you are crowned the first Indiana High School state girls wrestling champion. How does it really feel?
It's exciting. It's definitely a different feel compared to last year. It took a minute to actually, like, take it in. I think it wasn't until, like, 2 days after I was, like, I actually just, like, won an Indiana State title. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously girls wrestling just got sanctioned this year. It's been growing more and more rapidly over the years, so... What is kind of your message to some girls who are maybe considering joining the wrestling team here at PHHS?
Definitely do it. It changes you and makes you such like into a better person, I think, mentally and physically. It makes you stronger. It pushes you to your limit that you didn't know you could be able to be pushed to. And it can definitely get you places.
Yeah. Now, who's been your biggest support on the team? I know the girls wrestling team is very, very close. You guys are kind of close-knit. So who's really been your biggest support over the past 2 years?
Probably just, like, my teammates that are, like, still coming and supporting me. Even, like, maybe they got put out at sectional or regional, and they still came, and they still supported me all day Friday, which was a very long day. And definitely my coaches who stuck it out with me through the hardship and the easy parts.
Okay, now how do you really psych yourself up for a state championship winning match? I know that's got to be a lot of pressure. You're going into the final match of your season, and a state championship is on the line. You win, you're state champion. You lose, you're runner up. What kind of do you tell yourself before that match?
If you just take away like the state champ part, everybody watching you and all that, it's just like any other match, and you just go out there and you do what you know how to do, and you set up what you want.
Okay, now what does a normal match day look for you, Maddie? Like, walk me through, how do you get yourself prepared for the match? Like, what do you do?
In the mornings, I kind of just, like, relax. Like, I, like, just kind of, like, most of the time people, like, get themselves, like, hyped up and, like, do some crazy stuff. I'm normally just the type to relax, just, like, be calm. And I like to, like, walk around at the beginning of the day, just to, like, see the place, just to see where I'm just wrestling at and how it's going to look. And before my matches, I'll just think about what my setups, what am I going to do in each position and stuff like that. And I make sure to, like, stay hydrated and eat throughout the day. And I just try to basically just stay calm throughout the day.
Yeah, no, I probably know the answer to this question already. But what's been your favorite memory so far in your past 2 years of wrestling? It's more than likely winning a state championship. But outside of that, what's been your other favorite memory that you've had?
Definitely the bus rides to all these tournaments that me and the girls go to. They are very enjoyable. We play like we blare music really loud, and we just have a great time going there. So it's probably those.
Okay, now, what does it really take to be a state champion caliber wrestler? I know it's kind of hard for some people to get to that level of wrestling. What does it really take to get there?
I think just putting in the hard work. Like, you don't become a state champ overnight. Like, I've been doing this for, like, 7 years, and a lot of people are like, oh, it was so easy for you. I mean, no, it really wasn't. I've been working nonstop. I put in the work. I know that the work was going to be hard to put in. And I just remember, like, the outcome is going to be amazing if I do this work.
Right. And I know you are a multi-sport athlete here at PHHS. What do those other sports really help you with in wrestling?
I do cross country, and it definitely keeps me, like, conditioned for it. But also the mental part, because during cross country, you really have to, like, push through, because it's tough running 3 miles. And it pushes me and also keeps me conditioned.
All right. Well, that will do it for our interview. Thank you so much, Maddie, for joining me.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, the rest of the halftime show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's halftime show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School. Alongside Lucas Williams, my name is Michael Hooker. Your score right now, 49-22. Pendletonites trailing by 27 points. And, you know, first quarter, Braylon Mullins only had 5. Second quarter has 16 points total in the half. 11-point second quarter, Lucas.
Yeah, I mean, it is just very rough for the Arabians here. You know, of course, you have the three main scorers for the Cougars, Michael Johnson, Braylon Mullins, and surprisingly, Dallas Freeman, who has 14 points for himself. I'm pretty sure he has 4 threes supporting that. You know, he only does average 5.2 points for the season, but he's coming off a 9-point victory against Shelbyville, or 9 points in the game against Shelbyville, so he's definitely improving for himself.
Yeah, I think Dallas Freeman is kind of showing, you know, that senior leadership for himself. He's, you know, 39% from three, but he's knocked down a good amount of his three-pointers here tonight.
But, you know, Pendleton Heights getting the job done for them. Brant Gray and Aiden Fox, 6 points each. Then you got Joe Estes with five, Mazingo with three, and Ashawn Singh with two. So he's scoring more spread out for Pendleton Heights, but they need more. You know, they did a good job in that first quarter shutting down Mullins, but Mullins has gotten hot, and he's like a boulder rolling down a hill. Once he gets going, he's really hard to stop.
Yeah, and it looks like the player that kind of needs to get started for the Arabians kind of has to be Ashawn Singh. Of course, we've seen him a lot in the post, just hasn't really been able to work too much of it. No, of course, guarded heavily every time he gets in the post, so it's definitely a physical matchup, but if we can see some stuff come from him, then see Pendleton get back into this game.
Yeah, I think they do need to get Ashawn Singh more open and get him going more, especially in the post. But me and Lucas are going to take one more short break. When we return, second half action on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Show your support today by donating to 91.7 WEEM. Donations to the station help improve our students' learning experiences and opportunities, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 765-778-2161, extension is 6095, or lwatson@smcsc.com. We greatly appreciate your support for donating and by tuning in. 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network's halftime show. Now here's the second half action on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School as we are just moments away from starting our second half action. Pendleton Heights trails 49-22. I believe Pendleton Heights will start out with the ball out of the half. It is Greenfield Central ball out of half. So, Willard to Johnson. Goes to Mullins in the corner. Mullins drives. Tough shot. Falls.
Mullins for two.
He's got 18 now. Getting started with the layup. Ashawn Singh running point now to Estes. Back to Singh. Defended by Mullins. Gets downhill. Mazingo three-pointer. Rims out. Rebound, Brant Gray. Hook shot falls. Brant Gray the deuce.
And Brant Gray racking himself 8 points for himself. Did have seven against Tri-West, only averaging 4.4, but proving as the season has gone on.
Willard drives, kicks it to Brown, out to Johnson. Johnson resetting. Backing things up now, setting up a play for Greenfield. Goes to Freeman, into the post for Mullins, double team. Kicks it to Johnson. Johnson drives, kicks it out to Willard. Willard will drive, kicks it back to Johnson. Johnson, the shot's good, and the foul. Michael Johnson, 17 points, a chance to get 18. Foul goes on Estes. It'll be his first, team's first. 6:54 left here in the third, 53-24 the score. Pendleton Heights trailing. Now 54-24, 30-point Greenfield lead as Johnson made the free throw. He's got 18, ties Mullins for leading scorer here tonight. Singh with it, Mullins defending. Drives, kicks it out to Gray, to Estes, to Fox, back to Singh. Singh, top of the key. Singh to Fox, sets his feet, top of the key, three, rims out, rebound Johnson. Michael Johnson looking to push the pace. Goes to Brown. Tipped out of bounds by Singh. So it'll stay with Greenfield. 6:25 remaining here in the third. 30-point Cougar lead. Brown to inbound for the Cougars. To Willard. Pump fakes a three. Drives. Shot. No good. And a foul. They're calling Fox.
caught him on the arm, so that'll be his first team second. Willard, 57% from the line, scoreless so far in this contest, makes that one, so he's got a single point now.
Hey, you know, not really much of a scorer, but definitely a playmaker. In his last game, he had only 3 points, but 11 assists to tag along with him.
Misses the second, so Willard gives Greenfield a 31-point lead. Biggest lead of the night, Mazingo to Singh in the post. Loses the ball, steal by Brown. Up ahead to Mullins, picked off by Fox. Goes out of bounds, will stay with Greenfield. Fox thought he got fouled, but Johnson inbounds it to Brown, to Willard. Willard, defended by Fox, drives, layup, no good, rebound Singh, pushing the pace, gets past Mullins, stops, shot good. You could hear the squeak on his shoes from all the way up here.
Yeah, try to stop, and feet said no.
55-26 the score now. 29-point Greenfield lead. Mullins contested three. It's good. Making it look easy. He's got 21. 58-26 now the score. 5:25 remaining here in the third. 32-point Greenfield lead. Biggest lead of the night. Gray, deep three. Can't cash in. Rebound, Mazingo. Fox, back to Mazingo. In the post for Gray. Spin around Jay. It's good. Brant Gray up to 10 points now. Willard with the ball. Pushing the pace. 5 minutes remaining here in the third. In the post, Willard. Spin around. Layup. No good. Rebound, Mullins. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Pendletonites ball. Greenfield student section not agreeing with it, but the call is the call.
Score 58-28. Of course, Pendleton trailing.
Singh the charge. Stuck out his elbow. That's why he got it called. Good job there by Mullins to get it. So Singh, it's his first. Team's third. 4:40 remaining here in the third. 58-28 the score. 30-point lead for Greenfield. Willard with the ball. He'll bring it up, walking it slowly. Goes to Brown. To Mullins in the post. His shot's good. Mullins, 23 points now. Estes to Fox. To Mazingo. Three. Front iron. Rebound, Mullins. Braylon pushes the pace. Heat check. No good. Rebound, Mazingo. To Fox. To Gray. Three, no good. Rebound tipped around. Mullins the rebound. Mullins, no look pass to Willard. Cross court to Brown. Brown, back to Willard. Sets his feet. Three-pointer, good. 63-28 the score. Pendletonites trailing. 3:47 remaining. On the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Greenfield Central High School. Pendletonites trailing by 35 to Greenfield, 63-28 the score. Braylon Mullins, 23 points. Then it's Michael Johnson with 18, Freeman with 14. Willard. Now getting alive. He's got 4 points here in this quarter. And Robertson and Tucker Brown with 2 points apiece. And then Brent Gray up to 10 points. Singh up to 4. Fox at 6. Estes at 5. And Mazingo at 3.
Well, we've seen Ashan Singh definitely get himself more involved in the post, but just cannot make too much happen there. I think the only good thing that has come out of this is they have been able to draw some fouls. So if they can keep on doing this, then I definitely can bring back kind of a shot.
Greenfield in the 3-2 zone. Fox will have it to Singh, top of the key. Thought about driving, kicks it to Fox, sets his feet, 3, good. Aiden Fox, the 3, he's up to 9. It's his first point to the half. Mullins will bring up the ball for Greenfield. Screen by Robertson. Going through contact, hands it off to Willard, sets his feet, 3, no good. Rebound, Baker. Goes to Singh, now to Fox, fakes the pass, steps into it, trying as it goes to Singh, overshoots it, but it goes to Baker. Now Singh with it. Top of the key, back to Fox, back to Singh. Jab step, drive, Hannaford, corner, 3, good. Ethan Hannaford, the triple. His first points of the game come from behind the arc.
Yeah, and Hannaford, player we don't really see too much, of course, coming in, hitting that 3, that looks huge.
Willard with it, goes to Mullins. Screen from Robertson, now switched on to by Hannaford. Willard goes to Brady Johnson, hands it off to Mullins. Mullins on the drive. Shot stuffed by Singh.
Huge block by Singh right on Mullins. I mean, huge playmaking.
Now Mazingo the fast break, too. Pendleton Heights starting to find a spark. 63-36, still the score. 2:14 remaining, and an offensive foul. Foul goes on Robertson, his second, team's first. 27-point Greenfield lead. Getting a towel to wipe up some wetness on the floor, as we did have a couple of guys fall. But it'll be Pendleton Heights ball off the foul. Running clock here. Or did they do a second runoff? A time runoff? I think they did a time runoff. So 2 minutes remaining here in the third. Singh with the ball to Fox. Back to Singh. Singh crosses over. Drives. Shot off the backboard by Mullins and Johnson. Now Willard pushing the pace. Kicks it out. Brady Johnson. Pump fake. Drive. Kicks it back out to Willard. Willard trying to get it to Michael Johnson. Goes to Brady Johnson instead. Now to Willard. To Robertson in the post. Robertson floats one to Willard. Screen from Mullins. Willard will drive. Kick it back out. Brady Johnson. 3-pointer. It's good. Brady Johnson the triple. Fox and Singh passing it back and forth. Singh to Fox. Thought about a 3. Now we'll take it. Deep 3. Front iron. Rebound Michael Johnson. Slowing things down. Only has 2 points here this half. Michael Johnson trying to get downhill on Singh. Behind the back. Goes to Brady Johnson in the corner. Poked out by Baker. Staying with Greenfield Central. 30-point Cougar lead. 66-36. Brady Johnson to inbound. Goes to Mullins behind the arc. Spinning, fading, shot, no good. Rebound, Singh. Up ahead to Hannaford. Gives it back to Singh. To Fox, to Mazingo, triple air ball. Rebound right to Robertson. Now Michael Johnson puts in the pace. Michael Johnson on the fast break. Layup, no good. Rebound Robertson. His putback, no good. Rebound Fox. Tries to go up ahead to Mazingo. Mullen stops the pass. Now to Michael Johnson in the corner. His shot, no good, but a foul on Singh. So it'll be Singh's second. James fourth. Johnson to the line.
Things definitely getting a little bit physical as this game is starting to approach the end here. It seems like both teams trying to get more in the post, but I mean, they're all just on it.
So the quarter has ended because of the running clock. We're staying right here because Michael Johnson does have two free throws. He did miss the first. Score is still 66-36, and the second one is good. Now 67-36. We'll take the break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Greenfield Central on the Arabian Sports Network. Alongside Lucas Williams, my name is Michael Hooker. 67-36 the score. Michael Johnson up to 19 points after making one of his two free throws there at the end of the third quarter. So it'll be penultonized ball. Baker to inbound. The five on the floor at the end of last quarter will stay on the floor. Singh will bring up the ball with 8 minutes remaining here in regulation. Fox will have it to Singh, top of the key. Slips by the defense. Goaltend or a foul. Yeah, it's a goaltend. Mullins caught it on the way down. So Ashant Singh will get credit for the basket.
And great move by Singh there. I mean, hit a pretty nasty Hezzy move right there. And he caught Molds off completely. I mean, it was very fast. And just overall great
Johnson
move.
Johnson the drive and the slam. Michael Johnson the dunk.
Puts up 21 for himself. Of course, rivaling with Mullins 23 for the night.
Singh kicks it out to Mazingo to Baker. Pump fakes a three. Back to Singh. Stolen by Michael Johnson. Johnson on the fast break to Mullins. Mullins dumps it off to Johnson. Tipped out by an Arabian. Greenfield ball. 69-38 the score. Running clock. Just under 7 minutes here in regulation. 31-point Greenfield lead. Brady Johnson inbounds it to Willard, drives, kicks it out to Michael Johnson. Behind the back to Brady Johnson. Now to Boston Willard. Screen from Mazingo. And Fox runs right through Mullins. As they're calling a foul on Fox, I believe. Robertson taking offense to it, getting in Fox's face. I don't know what for. Are they sending Mullins to the line? I was about to say. So that'll be Fox's second, team's first. It'll be out of bounds for Greenfield Central. Brady Johnson comes out for Dallas Freeman.
Of course, things getting a little bit more chippy here.
Michael Johnson inbounds it to Freeman. We'll hand it off to Mullins. Mazingo, good defense on him, drives. Shot blocked by Singh and a late foul. Singh's third, team's second. So Mullins will go to line for two more. Clock still running, 5:25 remaining here in regulation, 69-38 the score.
Of course, you know, the clock's still running. You know, it's about to be 5 minutes left in this game, and really nothing has happened. I mean, it's just been, you know, foul with this clock running.
Mullins, first is good. Only 24 points for the 35-point score. Fox comes out for Isaac Weaver.
You know, I guess you can say all you want about the score. Braylon Mullins is held to 24, averaging 35, so take that all you want.
Now 25. Brady Johnson and Brown come in for Willard and Mullins. So 5 minutes remaining here in regulation. 31-point Greenfield lead. Baker with the ball, far wing to Singh, top of the key. To Hannaford, to Weaver, back to Singh. Pendleton Knights swinging the ball. Singh's basket is good. Singh has eight. Michael Johnson to bring up the ball. He's got 21. Johnson hands it off to Brady Johnson. Drives, layup, good. He's got five. Singh with the ball. Goes to Weaver, foul on Brady Johnson. His first, team's first.
No, we've seen a lot of overperformers today. You know, Brady Johnson, I mentioned, only averaging two a game, but has five for himself. Dallas Freeman averaging five, but that's 14 for the night.
Yeah.
And, of course, with Braylon Mullins not getting 35, you know, it's led for some other people to score. I mean, Michael Johnson, he's averaging about 14, but racked himself 21 so far.
Well, Michael Johnson just took a seat with Dallas Freeman for Cole Mullins and Isaac Roberts. But Weaver will have the ball to Hannaford in the corner. Back to Weaver, now to Singh. Drives, layup, no good. Rebound by Brown for Greenfield. He'll bring the ball up. Gets a screen from Robertson. To Mullins, now to Roberts. Roberts over to Johnson. Brady Johnson kicks it to Robertson. Misses the layup. Gets his own rebound. They're offensive foul by Robertson. So his third, team's second. 3 minutes remaining here in regulation, 73-40. And you could basically say this one is over. It is a 30-point or 33-point lead for Greenfield Central. Baker to Singh. Into the post for Weaver. Kicks it out. Brant Gray. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Robertson. Roberts brings up the ball. Over to Brown. Now to Mullins. Back to Brown. Into the post for Johnson. Floats one to Mullins. Over to Roberts. Roberts. Screen by Robertson. Goes to Johnson. Brady Johnson will drive. Kick it out to Brown. 2:15 remaining here in regulation. Brown with the ball. Hands it off to Brady Johnson. Brady Johnson. Pump fake. Kicks it around to Roberts. Roberts will drive. Kicks it out to Mullins. Over to Brown. To Roberts. Now to Mullins. Over to Johnson. To Brown. Pump fakes a three. Spinning. To Mullins. To Johnson. Three. No good. Rebound Sam Baker. Pushing the pace. A minute 45 remaining here in regulation. Brant Gray in the post. Floats one to Singh. Over to Hannaford. Timeout by Coach Buck. Just to get substitutions in. Blake Evans and Cooper Pinton will come in. And Hughes and Elijah come in for Pendleton Heights. Just kind of a substitution break there. Weaver with the ball. Goes to Elijah. Hannaford, three, no good. Rebound by Brady Johnson. Up ahead to Evans. Now to Johnson, to Roberts. A minute five remaining here in the fourth. Ball's loose on the ground. Baker recovers it. Baker to Weaver, to Elijah, wide Elijah in the post. Tries to get it to Hughes, goes out of bounds off of a Cougar, will stay with Pendleton Heights.
Of course, only 40 seconds remaining, score 73-40. It's just been a tough matchup for the Arabians tonight.
Baker off the inbound from Weaver, working on Mullins.
Kicks it to Hughes in the post. Hughes, travel. Turnover and Greenfield ball with 15 seconds remaining here in regulation. This'll do it. The final score will be 73-40. And Greenfield will come away with a 33-point victory at home. We'll take a short break when we return. Post-game show, 73-40 the score on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, contact them today at 800-928-4001. Again, that is 800-928-4001. Or email talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
The biggest game of the season is your next game. So it's one possession at a time. You know, every game's a big game.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network alongside Lucas Williams. My name is Michael Hooker. And Lucas, Pendleton Heights falls to Greenfield Central, 73-40, the final. You know, let's break down some stats here for Pendleton Heights and for Greenfield. So leading the way for Greenfield, no surprise, Braylon Mullins. But what is surprising, only 25 points, averaging 35. And, you know, going into this game, only had 2 points under 30, two games under 30 points. Add this to that total because that's his third game this season under 30 points. So Pendleton Heights defensively held him underneath his average. Still scored 25 points, though.
Yeah, and of course, you know, sounds ridiculous to say that he was average or held him to only 25, but when considering he's averaging 35, I mean, it makes a whole lot more sense.
Yeah, I mean, and then right behind him, it's going to be Michael Johnson with 21, Dallas Freeman with 14. All of those came in the first half, by the way. Freeman went scoreless in that second half. Then it's Brady Johnson with 5, Boston Willard with 4, and then Tucker Brown and Cooper Robertson rounding it out with 2 points for each of them. Then for Pendleton Heights, it's Brant Gray with 10, Hayden Fox with 9, Ashawn Singh with 8, Mazingo and Estes with 5, and then Hannaford with a single three-point shot. So, Lucas, definitely a difference in the scoring totals for the teams. So, I mean, that just goes to show the kind of teams that both Pendleton Heights and Greenfield are.
Yeah, you know, Greenfield Central, definitely one of the most dominant teams that they're going to play up against, fourth in the state, 66 in the nation. I mean, of course, you know, you lost the game by 33. I mean, it's not the outcome that you want, but, I mean, it's not really like you're going to expect, you know, coming in here and you're going to win by 20. You know,
you're
going in here and you're probably going to be okay with losing because they're a phenomenal team.
Yeah, and you just want to – your win for tonight is holding Braylon under 35 points. That's a good – that's a win in my book. But the issue is you let their second-leading scorer, who's averaging 14, go for 21. So there's definitely some things that you need to correct, but there was some good in this game. Ball movement was pretty good. I thought it was pretty solid. Obviously, you had some little turnovers here and there, but – you know, that's to be expected when you play this caliber of a basketball team. They're a really good team, and we expected to come in here and make some mistakes. But, you know, when you play any game, you expect to make mistakes. That's just that's the way of basketball.
Yeah, you know, we saw some decent three-point shooting. It was just the post work wasn't nearly as ideal as it really has been the entire season. And, you know, partially due to that is Braylon Mullins, but also they have some pretty tall people in there that are great in that, you know, post-defense work. So, I mean, it's just hard because you have to adapt to Greenfield Central plays.
Yeah, but I will say this. Evan Mazingo did do a really good job when he was face guarding Braylon. He did a very good job defending him. I don't think Braylon scored many points on Mazingo himself. I think he only scored about 8 of his 25 on Mazingo. Now, that's still 8 points scored on him out of his 25, but the other 17 came against, you know, Sam Baker or Hayden Fox. It came against somebody else. So, you know, Coach Buck expects Evan to step up and be that, you know, lead defender against the team's best player, and he has definitely stepped up to that call.
Yeah, and Evan Mazingo, I mean, he's had to have stepped up for, you know, the entire season. Of course, with him being senior now, we've seen a lot more of the three-point ball shot by him. You know, he's just not nearly as consistent as kind of he wants to be. But he's definitely got offered, you know, some great games for the season where, I mean, he'll be shooting very well from beyond the arc. And that's, you know, he'll definitely excel from, you know, that part of the court.
Yeah, and I will say that he did take a heat check at one point in the game. He was starting to get hot, and he ended up cooling off. He was getting hot, and then Pendleton Knights found an answer for him, and he started to cool down. He wasn't getting the shots that, you know, he was thinking he was going to get tonight. And I will say this, Pendleton Heights held him to about half of what he had last year. He had 51 last year, 25 this year. I'd say defensively they definitely did a good job scouting Braylon, but you kind of have to when you're playing, you know, the number 13 ranked recruit in the nation. He's a five-star committed to UConn. You know, he is their guy, and he definitely did a good job defending him tonight. But on that note, me and Lucas will take a short break. When we return, hopefully Coach Buck will be up here for our post-game interview on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for the 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 260-417-5802 or at LWATSON at smcse.com. 91.7 WEEM.
As student athletes, we've learned a thing or two about work ethic.
That's because we have a lot to balance between being students and being athletes.
Engaging in class and in practice.
Studying our textbooks and our opponents.
Strengthening our minds and our bodies. I'm Jake Timman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School.
And I'm McKenna Cruz from Greenwood High School. As students and as athletes, we work hard to manage our time effectively, to maintain our grades and our eligibility, and to prepare for tests on and off the field.
We can't do any of it without putting in the work every single day.
High school sports instill a strong work ethic because being a student and being an athlete demands excellence in both.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nardi. Join us by being a champion of high school sports and support our student athletes by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. This is working hard in the classroom. This is working hard on the playing field. This is your IHSAA.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to the post-game interview with head coach of the varsity basketball team, Coach Buck. Coach Buck, tonight we knew it was going to be a challenge coming into a game against Greenfield Central. They have a very good player in Braylon Mullins, but, you know, defensively you guys held him underneath 35 points. He still scored 25, but defensively, what did you see against him tonight?
Well, I thought, first of all, I mean, you're right. We
played a very good basketball team tonight that came out extremely hot, shot the ball well at the start of the game, and we dug ourselves a hole at that point. The thing that was disappointing about that first half is the number of turnovers we had. I mean, they didn't throw anything at us that we weren't prepared for, the half-court defense or the full-court defense, and we just did not attack that 12 three-quarters press and turn the ball over. When we did attack, we got the ball to the rim. We didn't make some of the layups that we had, but we did it. We were aggressive. We did attack, and the zone press breaker worked. But to have 10 turnovers in that first half, and they had 16 points in the first half off of those 10 turnovers, and then the way they shot it from three, all of their players, not just Mullins in the first half, that's how we dug the big hole.
Yeah, and then, you know, you speak a lot about the players shooting from three, not outside of Mullins. Dallas Freeman, 14 points in the first half. Second half went scoreless. And then Michael Johnson had 16 points in that first half, held him to 5 points in the second half. What can you really speak on the defense, how you adjusted to those two players?
Well, the reason we started off in a 2-3 zone, we felt that Johnson wasn't near as aggressive on offense when he played against the zone. But he hasn't shot the ball well from three-point range, so we thought that that would slow him down. He comes out and he hits three three-pointers. And then, you know, when we got behind, we had to go to the man-to-man, and I think you saw that the reason we didn't want to man them, he's difficult to handle man-to-man. He drove around us once we went to man, and we just couldn't contain him. And if we dropped off and we gave help off of him, then he found the guy at the corner of the board wherever we gave the help from. So they're a good basketball team, and give them credit. Like I said, they shot it extremely well. All of their players played well, shot it well, and we just had too big of a hole to dig out of. Our team, once again, I didn't feel that at any point in the game that we quit. I didn't feel that at any point in the game our players didn't give effort and trying to win. They battled, they fought, they were defeated tonight by a better basketball team.
And then last question here. Obviously, you guys have a really quick turnaround. Tomorrow night, you guys play Hamilton Southeastern. That one will be at home at 7:30. Can you really speak on how this game kind of prepares you going into that game as well?
Well, this is one of those games where you just got to keep their heads up. I mean, you know, when you get beat as bad as what we did tonight, that's tough. They understand what the game plan was. They understand that they shot it extremely well tonight. That's just a part of basketball, and they have to bounce back. That's one of the challenges, just like life. You got to get up the next morning. Someone knocks you down, you got to get back up, and that's not something that's new to us this season, and they've done a great job. They've come into every practice with a positive attitude. They've continued to work hard, and I'm proud of them for that. Tonight, it's no different. We'll be back in that gym tomorrow morning in our walkthrough. And we'll go through our game plan for Hamilton Southeastern, which is different than what tonight's was. But everyone will show up, and everybody will be ready to play tomorrow night.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coach Buck, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it here for me and Lucas. We hope you all enjoyed this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network. You know, thank you to our sponsors for making sure everything you do is possible. Thank you to Brooklyn Schuyler back in the studio for running the board and making sure everything goes smoothly. And once again, thank you to all those who tuned in. We hope you all enjoyed this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of your donors and underwriters who helped make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.